From Spark and Anvil and Numberverse, this is Mirror, in Chapter 1 of the Numberverse cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Mirror grew up in a glass-making town. The town, Reflection, on the kingdom's western coast, had been famous for its glass for 3 centuries. The local sand was unusually fine. The local potash, from coastal seaweed, was unusually pure. The glass blown in Reflection's workshops was the clearest in 3 kingdoms. The town's main export was mirrors. Hand mirrors, parlor mirrors, vanity mirrors, the occasional very large mirror commissioned by a noble's house. Mirror's father, whose name was Ver, which is an old word for glass in the family's language, ran one of the larger mirror workshops on the harbor side of Reflection. He silvered the back of each glass sheet himself. He framed the mirrors in turned walnut. He vend them out by wagon and by boat. Mirror, whose given name was Leah, though everyone called her Mirror by the time she was 8, was the 2nd of 3 children. She grew up in and around the workshop. The workshop had, at any given moment, between 20 and 40 finished mirrors leaning against the walls awaiting frames. The workshop was, in the right light, visually overwhelming. Reflections of reflections of reflections. Leah was fascinated.
What fascinated her, specifically, was the symmetry of mirror images. A chair in front of a mirror produced an image of a chair in the mirror. The image chair was the same distance behind the mirror as the real chair was in front. The image chair was the same size as the real chair. The image chair had the same shape, same color, same proportions. Only one thing was different. The image was flipped. Left and right were reversed. A chair's armrest on its left side appeared in the image on the right side. The image was the chair reflected across the plane of the mirror. Leah would sit on the workshop floor with a small stool in front of a parlor mirror and stare at the reflection. She would walk back from the mirror by exactly 5 paces and see the image of herself 5 paces behind. She would walk back 10 paces and see the image 10 paces behind. Distance from the mirror was preserved. Direction was flipped. She made it a game. At 7, she could predict where the reflection of any object in the workshop would appear, given the location of the object and the angle of the mirror. At 9, she could calculate the number of reflections in a corridor of 2 opposite mirrors. The answer, as some children have discovered, is infinite. This delighted her. At 11, she had decided that mirrors were the most interesting object her father made. When she was 12, a wandering teacher came through Reflection. The kingdom had a small but devoted tradition of wandering teachers. They walked from town to town, taught for a season, and moved on. The teacher came to the workshop to look at the mirrors. The teacher's name was Axis, who decades later would become the AI mentor at the Numberverse Academy. Numberverse's mentor Axis in the published kit is named after this same wandering teacher, in honor of his having found Mirror. Axis spent an afternoon with Leah. He noticed that she could predict reflection positions by eye. He sat down with her on the workshop floor. He pulled out a slate. He drew a horizontal line. He marked the middle, 0. He marked to the right, 1, 2, 3. Then he marked to the left of the 0, -1, -2, -3.
He said, "Look at this. The 0 is the mirror. +3 and -3 are reflections. Distance from 0 is preserved. Direction is flipped." Leah stared. She said slowly, "The number line works the same way as a mirror." Axis nodded. Leah said, "Negative numbers are reflections." Axis smiled. He said, "That is the deepest thing about them. People are sometimes confused by negative numbers. They think less than nothing is impossible. It is not impossible. Negative numbers are not less than nothing. They are reflections of positive numbers across 0. They are exactly as real as positive numbers. They are just on the other side of the mirror."
Leah kept the slate. She still has it. It is framed and hangs on the wall of her academy classroom. She decided, that afternoon, to study numbers. She studied with her father until she was 15. Her father was good at counting glass orders, but did not know much about formal mathematics. She studied with the wandering teachers when they came through reflection. She studied with the academy when she was 19. She has been teaching ever since. When children arrive at the Numberverse Academy for their first lesson on negative numbers, Mirror always begins the same way. She brings a small hand mirror from her father's workshop. She brings a new one every year. The workshop is still in business. Her brother runs it now. She places the hand mirror on the desk, propped up so it stands vertical. She places a small wooden block in front of it. She turns to the class. She says, "Where is the image of the block?" The children, always, point behind the mirror. Mira nods. She says, "How far behind?" The children, always, say the same distance the block is in front. Mira smiles. She says, "Exactly. The mirror preserves distance. The mirror flips direction. Now look at this."
She picks up her slate, the one Axis gave her 30 years ago, and shows the number line. She points to the zero. She says, "This is the mirror. Positive 3 and negative 3 are reflections, same distance from the mirror, opposite directions." The children understand it immediately. When children ask her whether negative numbers are hard, Mirror always says the same thing. They are not hard, they are reflections. Every positive number has a negative reflection across zero. Adding a number moves you to the right. Adding a negative moves you to the left. It is the same motion in the mirror. She moves her hand. Her hand mirror catches the movement. The reflection moves the opposite way. She says simply, "That is the whole idea." And every year, watching a new class go from wary to at ease in the space of a single lesson, she feels the same quiet warmth she felt as a girl on the workshop floor, the settled, unhurried happiness of someone showing a frightening-sounding thing to be gentle and being believed.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Mirror. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.